You are listening to Sports Day. It's all for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. Well, most would attest that footy and fishing, Jared, go pretty much hand in hand. And when it comes to favourite Aussie pastime, so with that in mind,
yes,
it made
sense. I'm looking for the link.
It made sense.
Yep.
To get on the line, the authors of a new book coming out. It's called An Idiot's Guide to Anglin' and Danglin'. Now, I think you might know one of them, Jared, from his time.
I'm not prepared to call him an idiot. I don't know Drew Howe all that well, but he's a self-professed idiot, it would appear, because he's written An Idiot's Guide to Angling and Dangling.
With Terry Danaher.
With Terry Danaher and a couple of other great sporting names. Let's welcome them in order of the ones I know first. So first and foremost, welcome to you, TD.
Good on you, Jared. Good to talk to you again. G'day, Sam.
It's great to have you on board. Now, let's get to the power broker, the bloke who put this together. Great to have you on board, Drew. Are you self-declaring yourself as an idiot?
No. I'm definitely behind the scenes, Jared. I roped in two of the finest for that, TD and, of course, Limo, who plays the other character.
Yeah.
Very Russell Coyd-esque, these two, Barry Jeffries and Roy McCoy, we call them.
So, Terry, can you just give us a guide to The Idiot's Guide to Anglin' and Danglin'? What's it about?
You'll have to speak to the author about that. But it's great to come on board and be part of it. We were pretty hard to get. It cost him. We weren't an easy catch. But it's great to be part of it. And you've got a couple of characters there in Roy McCoy and Barry Jeffries. We come together and we both liked our fishing and we got into it and obviously become good mates and got out there, mate, in the back creeks and lakes and out in the ocean. Rub shoulders with all the big knobs, taught them a thing or two about fishing and what to do with it.
This is why Terry is the perfect Barry Jeffries.
Indeed.
He's my man, I tell
yep.
you.
Where'd the idea germinate from, Drew, and how'd you put it together?
Jared, look, I've always had a particular fondness for the Aussie sort of sense of humour, you know, the Russell Coyd-esque sort of style. And so I thought, I've had a few ideas. And I'm not much of a fisherman, but I do find it quite humorous because every time we go out, things seem to go wrong all the time.
Yep.
So there's a bit of a story in this. So as I said, we roped in Limo and TD, and they've been fantastic, and they've helped me really bring it to life. And the guys, they're sort of, we're presented as celebrity fishermen, and their status as celebrity fishermen, very much in the elk of Rex Hunt and E.T. type of characters, is only outweighed by their own sporting legend. And they've got quite the backstory, both their characters. Obviously, TD, didn't need too much embellishing.
Yep.
But Limo's character's pretty funny. Roy McCoy, he's, would you believe it, he's the only bloke to ever miss a grand final due to car trouble.
And Jared's this is the only book I've ever seen Jared actually pick up and not put down after 10 seconds while he's reading it on air. What have you found there, Jared?
Well, I found a fantastic photo with TD and Limo with his Hawks T-shirt on, no doubt. But next to it is Chapter 15, TD, The Psychology of Fishing. Please explain your approach.
My approach is very simple, mate. Making sure you've got a coldie.
Yeah.
You can't go in, you can't go fishing. As you well know, mate, you can sit there and do nothing. So you've got to have someone to have a good conversation. Otherwise, that's the only bit of psych you need. And things just flow from there, mate. No,
exactly right, TD. You've got to be one with your inner fisherman. There's no better way, is there, than a couple of coldies.
Can I ask you, if you wouldn't mind just clarifying for us, Drew, if you go out in a boat and you do not bait up a hook and you don't throw a line over but you drink half a dozen tins, is that classified as fishing?
Oh, look, I think we can call that fishing, can't we?
Yeah, an expanded version of it. Yep.
So, Jared, you've just found out that you've, in fact, done a lot more fishing than previously you thought you had.
Yeah.
I think there's a chapter in there about that, Jared,
I'm sure there would be. Terry, I reckon a few of the Essendon players after this year could use a couple of cold ones while hanging a line over the edge. What did you make of them as you were watching?
Well, I think a bit like a lot of our supporters and a lot of our, you know, our sponsors and, you know, top-ended guys that put their hard-earned in. It was a disappointing finish to the year, but, you know, reasons we're not too sure of. It was a unique year. We've all spoken about it. You know, it was just great to see that we were able to get through a season, you know, play 17 games. Now we're into the business part of the year, and you know, from the Bombers' point of view, it was just it didn't work out for them, but it didn't work out for a lot of clubs. And I think that you know the sides that finished at the top, you know, ran out the season in pretty good nick, and done pretty well there. So, but for Essendon, it's all over. They got to regroup and you know, recruit some players and. Yeah, try and turn it around, I guess.
You've always been a good judge, TD, of a premiership combination. Who are we looking at as we speak? Outside of the obvious Richmond, who do you like?
Richmond?
Yeah, right.
I think Richmond is certainly the side up top. But, I'd like to see Port Adelaide. Now, they've been on top all year. And I think watching them against the Pies there the other night, they look pretty sharp. Pretty hard at it, and got a good balance, you know, through the line. So, and not forgetting Geelong, I suppose if they can get their full team on the paddock, they'll challenge as well. West Coast are just sleeping joints.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's pretty open, Jared.
Can I ask you, Drew, how you came up with the names, the characters? Barry Jeffries, I assume he's Bazza, and Roy McCoy.
Yeah, oh, geez, the inspiration. It just had to really resemble a couple of classic Aussie larrikins. And Roy McCoy, well, it kind of, I liked it because it rhymed. And then followed in the story that his old man was Reg McCoy and his mum was Joy McCoy. They were actually the first couple to play in a VFL premiership now back in 1956. But that's another part of the story we won't go into. And then his boats are called the Real McCoy.
Nice.
So there's a bit of a theme there, yeah. And then Barry, yeah. Well, Barry's just a classic Aussie name, isn't it? And I couldn't call him Terry Jeffries. It was a bit too close.
A bit too close for comfort, for sure.
And Terry, with a younger Danaher potentially on the move, tell us, where's the best fishing? Is it in Sydney, in Brisbane, or perhaps down in Geelong?
Well,
You reckon up in the dam in Hungary?
He gets out the bay and catches a few flathead, but in Melbourne. But we'll just have to wait and see. I think that I don't know where his mind's at, but I think that he's had time to think about it. And I think that he would have spoken to his old man, and they'd be working through it all with his manager and. Hopefully they can come to a decision pretty quickly for everyone, for the footy club, so that we can get on with the business of recruiting and that. But I hope he stays, but we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
Well said, Terry. And Drew, great having you on. The book is The Idiot's Guide to Angling and Dangling. It's starring Barry Jeffries and Roy McCoy. Terry Danaher, Anthony Lehman, written by Drew Howell, and you can find it in all your good bookstores. Jared.
And the website is www.anglinganddangling.com.au.
What a website that is.
I like it. Nice work, boys. Great to catch up with you both, and good luck with the book.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate you having us on.
Terry Danaher and Drew Howell there. That was a bit of fun. All for Wilson Holmes.
I wonder if there's a chapter on the persuader. Because when I used to do a lot of bay fishing, I haven't done some for a while, the persuader was always the way you put a pesky flathead to sleep. Bang! Straight on the noggin. You just had to make sure you didn't miss and go through the hull of the boat.
What did you use? Just the back end of a knife?
Hammer.
Hammer?
We took the persuader out.
Jeez, that was a persuader. This is Sports Day. More after this.